From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On the Green Bay Packers roster this Sunday for the Super Bowl is nose tackle B.J. Raji. He's listed as 6'2", 337 pounds. The defensive lineman makes his living stopping running backs and putting pressure on quarterbacks. When he picked off a pass in the NFC Championship game and scored his first pro touchdown, Raji put his hands on his hips and gave those 300-plus pounds a shake. NPR's Mike Pesca went to the lineman's hometown of Westwood, New Jersey, to find out where he got his moves.
One phrase often used to describe prototypical defensive linemen, specifically nose guards, is space eater. It's meant to convey awesome power, but not much dynamism. But in the NFC Championship game against the Bears, B.J. Raji ate up more than space. He devoured the football and then gobbled up the spotlight with a hip-shaking dance.
On third down and five, pressure. Pass is picked off, and who is it? Big B.J. Raji for the touchdown.
The Fox announcers asked, what's B.J. Raji even doing there? It's an interesting journey. B.J. stands for Busari Jr. Busari Sr. came from Nigeria, by way of London, by way of France, seemingly furthering his education every step of the way, with degrees in engineering, followed by pharmacy, followed by mental health, and he's now getting his doctorate in divinity. He's a minister at his Harlem church 3 days a week, and at nights...
I go to work every night, 11 to 7:30 in the morning every day. It doesn't bother me, you know, I don't sleep much.
Very few.
You heard there Mamie, BJ's mom, Busari's wife, and also Busari's boss, because Mamie is the bishop of the church where Busari is minister. Their personal flock began with an 8-pound, 5-ounce BJ, who, from the time he could walk... ran.
We were afraid he would hurt himself because he was always running. Stop, you're going to fall. He never fell.
The family moved from Queens to Westwood, New Jersey when BJ was 8. His first love was basketball. In fact, the middle Busari boy, Corey, plays for Boston College. But soon someone saw the large and nimble BJ and directed him to the football field. Busari, who thought American football was overly violent, remembers that BJ struggled mightily to do calisthenics at his very first football practice.
And I just couldn't take that. I wanted to just go there and just pull him out. But as I was just about to go, somebody said, stop, look at the other children. If they can do it, he can do it. So I pulled back, and I'm glad I did.
But by day two, literally day two, Busari says, BJ was showing aptitude for football. Very soon, he had established himself as the blend of size, speed, and determination that would characterize his game to this day. But the size part of that equation did trouble Busari, who's a svelte man of under 6 feet tall. Mamie is only 5'3".
I remember him when he was in junior high school, and his father was after him about losing weight. And I'll never forget, we were in the kitchen, and he was fixing some food. He said, Daddy, this weight is going to make me a millionaire.
And there's one more thing. The dance. The famous hip-shaking shimmy that BJ busted out in the Chicago end zone after his touchdown. It turns out that when BJ was 2 years old, he would get his grandmother to chase him.
Run through the dining room and up under the dining room table so fast when he'd stand there and do the same thing he did that night. Granny can't catch me.
Oh, if opponents only knew that BJ was teasing them like he teased his old granny. Well, if they knew, they probably wouldn't be able to stop him any better than they can now. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Dallas, Texas.